And welcome to TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. I'm your host today, Melanie Gobert.
Hello, this is Melanie Gobert, your host for TTELT podcast, a program of educators worldwide. My guest today is Siham Al-Amri from the University of Nizwa. And she's going to be talking about using Padlet for teachers' professional development. Yeah. Siham, how do you use Padlet for teachers' professional development?
For example, I used Padlet Community of Practice, and I used it for the Padlet Self-Reflective E-Portfolios. I wanted to make our life as senior English teachers and supervisors easier in training programs. So I wanted to facilitate the transfer of theoretical content of training sessions into practical content in their teachers' classes. And my target was novice EFL and service teachers. Because as you know, these teachers were struggling in order to transfer what they have in the training sessions in their own classes when they return back to schools. So I thought about implementing an alternative way to conventional face-to-face training. So I used the Padlet to host the community of practice, to host the self-reflective e-portfolio, and to have it as a medium for the multimedia content delivery for these teachers.
So what were the dimensions of the implementation of this framework?
First of all, I used Padlet in the content multimedia delivery to these teachers. I did it by myself and recorded these sessions in order to have easy access and endless access to these teachers. After that, teachers, they have like guided transfer from the content of the training into their teaching practice, where they have weekly hands-on transfer in their teaching. And the third dimension was about the community of practice feedback given by the researcher as well as the community of practice teachers. And the fourth dimension was about doing the self-reflective e-portfolio, which was shared with the community of practice. So there were like four dimensions in my implementation of the Padlet in these teachers' training.
Okay, and what was the cyclical intervention used to implement the framework?
Yeah, there were five cycles in this training. First of all, the teachers were getting used to the Padlet. We introduced them to the Padlet platform, and we installed it in their mobile phones. After that, we made the piloting, so teachers were getting used to the Padlet community rules and permission. And for the fourth cycle, teachers were giving training sessions, which were recorded, and they were implementing the training sessions with their students. And for the fourth cycle, it was about the e-portfolio management and the showcasing of these e-portfolios. And the last cycle was about the self-reflective stage, about how what they did in this training and if there is any way of improvement and so on.
And what was your role as a trainer for novice EFL teachers?
For example, I was like observing the activities of these teachers in the Padlet itself, in the training, as well as in the Padlet self-reflective e-portfolios, in order to observe if there is any challenges they were facing, to give them the immediate support in order to continue progressing, and also to see how they were communicating in the Padlet community of practice, as well as doing having supportive environment, giving them help where needed, and providing them with the task to demonstrate how we were applying this training in classes. Also, I was reviewing the recorded sessions, the recorded lessons recorded by these teachers, and also reviewing their uploaded self-reflection, their self-made teaching materials, in order to notice their progress and to give them feedback, and so they continue progressing.
And what do you think was the advantage of using Padlet for this implementation framework instead of using a traditional means like a binder or another online platform?
Using the Padlet framework, we noticed many advantages. First of all, the teachers can attend at any time and from anywhere. They just need a mobile phone which have an internet connection in order to be able to access these recorded sessions and to discuss with the community of practice and implement these in their own classes. They just have endless access to these e-portfolios, so they have peer observation just done by clicking the e-portfolio, and then they can see each other's implementation of the training sessions in different classes with different curriculums. Also, teachers said that helping each other, communicating with each other, made the difficult things in training easier and more manageable to do. Teachers were enjoying this experience, and when they want help, they just have instant access to each other.
Okay, and what exactly were the steps you followed implementing this framework?
First of all, I will upload the recorded session in the Padlet online discussion form. After that, each teacher individually will watch it on her own time when she is free, and then they will discuss it with the other community of practice. If they have any question, they can get the feedback and can be answered by the researcher herself and by the other colleagues. After that, they in pairs, they will go to made samples about how they can implement the training session with their students. And after that, each teacher will go to plan a lesson and deliver it in her own class individually. And then she will upload the recorded lesson with her students into the Padlet e-portfolio. After that, teachers, they will visit each other's e-portfolios, and they have peer observation and give each other feedback. And then as a trainer for these teachers, I will go also and review how they did the training in their own classes and give them feedback as well. After that, the teachers will write their self-reflection in their e-portfolios about how they implemented it and if there is any way to improve it in the future.
Now, exactly how many teachers participated in this pilot project?
Six teachers.
Yeah. And how did this differ from you when you did your novice teacher training? Mm-hmm. Because you also,
I was a novice teacher a long time ago, I was struggling with what my teachers now are struggling. In face-to-face training, we were sitting just passively in the training. We were not having hands-on practice about how we implement the training, and I felt it is really difficult when we came back back to school to implement what we learned about the theoretical information that we learned about in our schools, in our training. It was really difficult to like recall it in our own classes. So we just go to continue with our old way of doing things. And
okay.
Now, when I visit my teacher, when I see the recorded sessions of my teachers, and so the first recorded session until the last session, I notice there's a lot of progress. It is really considerable change between the first and the last recorded session.
Okay, thank you so much, Siham.
Thank you.
On behalf of TTELT and educators worldwide, I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us today. Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by Educators Worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media and try a new teaching tip today.